okay, I'm jumping on this bandwagon of Elon Musk, and I definitely have to shape it in a manner that everybody can understand it, because everybody's saying, oh my God, Tesla's not able to sell. It's just completely true, right? They're not able to sell, just like every other company in the United States is not able to sell their vehicles or move used vehicles at all. Even CarMax is even struggling. I encourage those individuals to look up CarMax not able to sell, and you'll find several YouTubers that are out there that are talking about not, you know, the economy as a whole. But this is not predominantly Tesla's problem. This is a predominantly economic problem. Now, a normal person can't afford groceries, let alone try to afford a luxury car. Not like Tesla, but if you're into luxury cars, most vehicles are considered a luxury vehicle at this point. The price point is way beyond a normal person's budget. There is no low budget vehicle anymore. For some reason, everybody and their mother wants a fully packaged vehicle, extending the loan payment to like maybe 72 months and more, with a interest rate of, I don't know, 7%. Let's just say 5%, with minimal down payment, given that your down payment ended up being $1,000 per month, which is almost equivalent to what you're probably paying for a maybe one bedroom, two bedrooms. What does that leave you with? Can you eat? I mean, if you had children, what are your choices nowadays? A used vehicle? Because I'm pretty certain, according to CarMax, a lot of those vehicles that are used, they overpaid for those too. I'm talking about CarMax. And if you had to buy that vehicle from CarMax or Carvana, you're going to pay for a new vehicle for a used one. But the new vehicles are now the luxury prices of like $60,000-$70,000. You know, I'm okay with crank windows if we have to go back to that. And the fact is, no heated seats or steering wheel. I'm okay with not having surround sound or GPS, because I could definitely use my phone. Well, if that's the case, you know, as long as we don't throw safety features out the window, things like airbags and seatbelts, we're okay. But let's talk about Elon Musk and why is it that he's doing this? And to kind of make some logical sense out of it is because Elon has been known to be somewhat of a stickler with his people at the higher tiers. Not so much at the lower level. Obviously, there's middle management that will get a little bit of that. But what corporation is not working for Boeing, Rolls-Royce, things like Siemens, or perhaps Pratt Whitney, I think I said that, or Boeing? Those are corporations. Those are major corporations that have milestones, deadlines. But it has nothing to do, in this particular case, the charging stations are separate. And I think the two VPs that are being let go, the executives, excuse me, one of them has been there since the start, since 2013, I believe. There has to be a good reason for a person to be let go before you start sounding the alarm because, hey, Elon Musk is whatever, fill in the blanks. I'm not going to fill in the blanks for you. I happen to like Elon Musk as a person and being able to stand up for freedom. But you also got to consider, he also juggles a bunch of other companies like the Boring Company, SpaceX, with his satellites being all over the world now, along with obviously Tesla. He has the solar. He is also the owner of X. He's juggling a lot. But this is not just a him making a decision type of thing. He might be the spokesman. Obviously, you might fight me on the idea that he fired 500 people plus the two execs. That's 10% of what they have. 500 people, there must have been something completely wrong here. In all retrospect, you know, I definitely am going to be swallowing my own words here before I find out what it is that they're doing. But out of speculation, let's be real here. Trimming the fat is not a bad thing. The Tesla charging stations supply for other companies that could not do what they're doing. Let's be real. I'm also against the articles that are writing against the company, not him specifically, but they use his name, obviously, for clickbait. The company itself. Why can't Ford, which their electric vehicle, which is the Mach-E, and even the F-150 Lightning, be able to provide charging stations? Well, obviously, they're falling short because the vehicles are way too expensive to afford. But yet, we want to go ahead and look at one company in particular, which is Tesla. Let's be real here. I personally like the company for two reasons. One, they have a good charging network. Two, they have a good price point on vehicles that it's affordable. I mean, given that a lot of these vehicles at these price points are considered luxury prices, there is no in between. You can't just go to Carvana and buy a used vehicle at a low price anymore. Because a lot of these vehicles that you're paying low, what you thought you were going to pay low price for, is now considered the new vehicle prices. And the new vehicle prices are now considered the luxury prices. Hey, bring back crank windows. I'm okay with that. As long as you're not throwing away safety features, I don't care about surround sound. I don't care if it comes with rims or alloys. I don't care for some of these things. Give me ABS, a crank window, and perhaps some airbags and seatbelts. And if you're not removing any of that, then I am happy. The problem is that a lot of the charging stations, and given that there was a surge of vehicles in New York that were purchases, right? There were purchases of Tesla Model 3s. Uber drivers were using those charging stations. And obviously, New York City is congested as it is. Which, by the way, there's a whole different dilemma and topic for Manhattan, charging $15 per day. So I would take this from a grain of salt, just because, you know, there's people out there saying, well, they're failing because of XYZ. No, no. The economy as a whole is failing completely. What does that mean to you? It's because you can't afford groceries, or maybe perhaps you can. Let me rephrase that. We could afford the groceries, but just not at the same, not able to collect on the same, right? Let's just put it like this. Instead of having to buy two boxes of cereal, you're going to buy one, because now the prices of cereal is $10 per box, where it used to be $5 per box. Good analogy, right? That is just the reality, right? Because it's most people are going to stay with their vehicle even longer. I think we've created an economy where it makes it easy for a person to go one vehicle to the other because of low interest rates, and also having the used vehicles to be quite easy to obtain. They were obtainable, right? Like, they were easy to get, and also at the lowest price point that you could possibly get. Now we're fighting inflation to the point where you can't even buy a house at a normal rate or normal price. The rates right now, they're almost at 8%. I mean, I'm guessing at this point, it's anywhere between 7 and 8. I personally wouldn't want to move from my location just to get into another loan for a house or mortgage that's going to go from $1,000, and I'm using this as an example. This is arbitrary numbers. This ain't real. If you're paying $1,000, you sell your house, yeah, you made a profit, but then you go ahead and you buy another one for $500,000, and that's now $3,500 per month. It is ridiculous. It's not a Tesla problem, and it's not a charging station problem. It is an economy problem. These other vehicles are not able to do what Tesla has done. We keep forgetting that. And stop doing this whole poo-poo thing, because it is unnecessary. We need to stop crapping on people and their companies, knowing that we have an all-American-made vehicle here. Given, you might not agree with the whole electric thing, but the reality is that we should be championing our own vehicles the same way Germany's doing the same thing with their Volkswagens and their BMWs. I don't know how else to put this, because the smartest thing to do is to say, hey, I know there's an American-made company that's making American-made cars or pants or fill in the blanks. I'm going to go straight there. Obviously, it's going to be a little bit more expensive, but I know the quality of the work is going to be better than what I've initially get from other countries, like, I don't know, fill in the blanks. I'm not going to get into these countries just because you already know what countries are supplying the consumers here. But I'm interested to hear your thoughts and opinions about this, just because before we start plucking at Tesla and Elon, it has to be made known that it is not a Tesla problem or Elon Musk problem. It is an economy problem. These headlines are crazy. I don't like it. I don't agree with it. You might not agree with his methods, because that's his company. That's what he does. Whenever you own your company, you do what you want to do. You play the politics the way you want. But this is his company. We can't be hypercritical about a company. The bottom line is the bottom line. He's trying to make money. His investors are still invested. These are things that needs to be done. And obviously, these are hard items to obtain, you know, hard decisions that were being made. Other than that, I'm out.